The next patient is Charles Hamilton. The last name is H-A-M-A-I-L-T-O-N. First name, Charles. Number one. 57-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient doesn't have any complaints. Period. The last laboratory workup that was done in January the 18th of 2024 fails to show the presence of alterations in the CBC. The hemoglobin is elevated at 17. If this persists, we will seek help. For the persistent erythrocytosis period. Serum creatinine is 1.8, the BUN. Is 34. And the estimated GFR is 43. mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio, 83 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The urinalysis is clean. No evidence of activity of the urinary sediment. Number two, the patient is a diabetic. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.5 compared to 8.6 during the last visit. There is some improvement. Following number, the patient continues to be with a hypertriglyceridemia. He admits eating sweets, and that practice has to change, period. Following number, obesity, the BMI is 34. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft. He has a paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He is treated with Eliquis. Has been seen by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, who is his cardiologist. Echocardiogram was satisfactory, period. I discuss the presence of a high BMI and hyperlipidemia at his age with the background of open heart surgery. I tried to motivate him to change the diet, lose weight, in order to get a better results from the cardiovascular point of view. Paragraph, I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes with the documentation.